Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, this is Alexis Knight. Welcome to another intense interrogation. Here, we're going to dive into a harrowing case from Colton County, South Carolina, that unfolded on a scorching August day in 2019. This is the story of 49-year-old Rita Hanga Langan and her boyfriend, Larry King, whose actions led to the devastating death of a 12-year-old disabled child, Christina. Over the course of nearly 6 hours, Christina was trapped in a sweltering car as temperatures inside soared to deadly levels. What followed was a series of baffling decisions and delays and outright negligence that defy explanation. This interrogation captures the shocking indifference of two people who were supposed to protect Christina, but instead left her to suffer unimaginable horrors. Brace yourselves for a story that will leave you questioning how anyone could allow this to happen. Let's get into it.
Oh my God.
Somebody got in her eye. I can't do it.
Did you lock them down?
No, I did not double lock them.
Turn around for me.
Oh my God.
That was just
a
bad dream. Oh my God.
No,
it's not a bad dream.
Wake up. Dream's over. It's a nightmare.
911, what's the address of your emergency? 911.
Hello?
Hello, 911.
Oh my God. Hello? Oh.
Hello, what's the address of your emergency?
I got emergency, man, like real quick.
Okay, sir, what's going on? Where did it happen?
My daughter was locked in the car. We had the car on with AC. My girl locked the keys in the car. We had to run to her house to get the key fob, come back. And,
okay, sir, what is the address that you're...
I think she's gone, man.
What?
Look. She got ready to leave early. My girlfriend, she put her daughter in the car, man. It's probably been a couple of hours ago. We had the AC running and all. We were talking. She went to get in. The damn door was locked out. We walked to her house.
Okay, and, so she's locked in the vehicle, sir?
Look, we went and got the extra key fob. Got back. We couldn't find a key. Entry.
Is she stuck in the vehicle still?
We got out. She's gone, man. She's gone. I need 911.
Okay, you got her out of the vehicle. Is she breathing?
Yes, she's gone. I'm sorry, Rita. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, baby.
Sir, how old is she?
She's 12.
Okay, and you think she's passed away?
Sir?
You think she passed away?
I know she is, ma'am. I got out in the car. She's gone.
Okay, how long was she in the vehicle, sir?
Probably 2 hours, ma'am.
2 hours.
Oh, how long you think she's been in there, baby? An hour? We had AC going, both. We had AC going. We talked for a little bit. Then oh, my God.
Okay, and are you at the address you gave
me? I'm at my house, man. It's my girlfriend. Her name's Rita Pangalan. She's been a school teacher for 25 years. She teaches early childhood development. And she's got a daughter. She's disabled. God.
Okay, and what's your name, sir?
Larry King. Oh, my God, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm so hard, man.
What's a good phone number for you, sir? And you said she's no longer alive?
She's gone, Bo.
Okay, what makes you think that, sir?
Because she's gone. She's kind of stiff, man. She's here.
She's not breathing at all?
She's not breathing, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Rita. Oh, my God. My God. Lord. God. Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, sir, and how long has it been since you got her out of the vehicle?
Probably 10 minutes. As soon as I got her out, man, I called you 10 minutes. I don't know, man. Since the time I got her, I called you immediately, man.
Okay. And do you have her right there with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
my God.
You believe that she's beyond help?
I know, man. I know.
Are you her parent?
1-1-3-4.
No, sir. I've been dating her mother for probably 4 years. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Is the mother there?
Oh, yes, sir, which I swear to God, she can't even talk, but she is flipping. I mean, I could put her on, but she is, honest to God, running in hysterics in the corner.
Okay, sir, what's her name?
Rita Fraser Pangalang. Oh, my God. Lord.
Okay, and what's the daughter's name, sir?
Christina Pangalang. Oh, my Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. This is crazy. Oh, my God.
Okay, you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm just...
Okay, oh, we have him on the way to you, okay?
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Oh, my. Her mama probably need an ambulance, too, man. I don't know. Oh, Jesus, man. She's got burns. Oh, Lord.
You said she's burned?
Yeah, she's got burns on her. Damn it.
How badly is she burned?
She's got her skin, man. It's bad. I swear. I don't know the guy. Oh, my God. Oh,
okay,
Lord.
Do you know what burned her?
I guess maybe, man. We got in the car. She was in the floorboard, man. And the car, it's got hot, bro. Because, you know. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, Lord, you said the vehicle was running whenever you put her in there,
though? Yeah, man. It was running. With AC running, with AC wide open. Shit. My God.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That was yours?
Yeah,
there's one back there. Is yours?
Oh, yes, sir. Okay.
Larry, you know why we're here. You know, beating around the bush about it. We all know, right? So, you know, I've got to read you Miranda.
Yes.
Give me your name, full name.
Larry.
It is Larry?
Larry Eugene King Jr. Yes.
Junior?
Yes, sir.
What's your birthday?
5/16/78.
How tall are you?
5'8".
much you weigh?
About 185.
Okay. You know your social?
Yes, sir.
What's your phone number? And what's the address out there? And that's Ruffin.
Yes, sir.
What's the last grade you completed?
I graduated.
Okay, so 12.
Yes, sir.
You can read and write?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you under the influence of any alcohol drugs at this time?
I used sometime yesterday.
What was it? Okay, do you feel like you're under the influence right at this moment?
Just for a while. I'm tired. Right. I've been up like 48 hours.
I got you. No, you're right.
All right.
You've been read these before, you know. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read them to you, and I need your initial beside each one, and then when if you understand them, we'll sign at the bottom, okay? It says you have the right to remain silent. You wish to talk to me without an attorney present right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Print your name there and sign it right there.
Yes, sir. All right. Getting that out of the way, okay? All right.
Larry, how about you would go over the events of this evening, or of this afternoon and this evening? Tell me what happened here.
Rita hit Christina yesterday from the babysitter. So they spent the night with him.
You have to speak up a little bit. I am hard to hear.
Yes, I'm sorry, man.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
Come out. I'm just going to start what Rita got. Christina to come to the house. Everything was good.
This is today, or was this yesterday? Because you started yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
This is when she spent the night.
Oh, she spent the night.
Starting.
Okay, okay, that's how you started yesterday.
Trying to start ahead that way.
I got you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And we had a good night, whatever. I didn't sleep. Christina slept on the couch. Marie was in the bed. Got up. Sometime this morning, day. I'm gonna be honest, I have no fucking clue about time or whatever, even this still place. But I know that me and Rita had a little, I'm just gonna go into everything.
Sure.
Me and Rita had a little something going on, and somebody offered Sean Blaine at the dirt road there.
Offered what?
Sean Blaine. The dirt road there by my house or whatever. I'd heard that she was messing with a black guy or whatever. And I asked, and she told me it's truth. And I told her, just y'all going home, and I'll call you later, you know.
This was yesterday, or is it
this today?
This morning. Today?
Yes. Yeah, today is today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she drive or whatever. Again, got Christina loaded up, started cars, and got her hair going or whatever. I walked in the house, she came back in, you know, please, crying or whatever. And I said, you know, just need, I'm kind of, yeah. I wanted to lay down. And I went and laid down. I think she went back out. I got footed both by my house. Okay? And I think she went back out and then came back in, I think. And I went on in the bedroom, whatever. Came back and well, I'll be honest with you at this point. I was upset about that. So I wasn't thinking about much, nothing else. Rita stayed in there crying and talking and crying and, you know, begging. I mean, not doing her wrong, just trying to make up or whatever. Well, when she got ready to leave or whatever, she went out there and there's keys and their cars all up. I had a key in. I got some stuff out of shed. I got a shim and a block or whatever. I tried to get it, but I just couldn't get in it. So we video called her roommates to get her keys or whatever. And I run over there, grabbed it, come back. The damn battery was dead, and I called Robert Stowe, so Stowe was locking the key. And he told me that it was a key switch there. I popped off the thing off the door handle and ready to go. I gave her keys. She got in there. She opened that back door. She was down in the floorboard, man. And I freaked out. And I called 911 immediately. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Rita, it hurt her. But, you know, she started to call, whatever. She said she had ACY open. Jesus Christ. Never seen.
So let me ask you this, okay? Based on off of your story, you guys took off, ran into town, left that child in the backseat of that car. Did it occur to you at any time to pick up a rock and break the window?
Oh, I thought.
Seriously. I mean, seriously, think about it.
No, I had. Oh, she was asleep. Rita said she was asleep.
You got a child locked in a car, especially a child like that, who cannot fend for herself. She couldn't open that car door. She tried.
Right.
I mean, you and I both know that.
Right.
She couldn't open that door on her own.
Right.
My first inclination would have been to knock a window out of that car.
You're right. You're right.
But y'all loaded up, you both loaded up in the car or the truck and drove all the way into town and left that child by herself. She can't fend for herself now. You left her in the car by herself. For how long? That's a long time into town to her house. And then back out there. You tracking what I'm saying?
I am, man.
When all you had to do was punch the window with something sharp, you know that. I mean, you break a window, right. Get in there and do what you got to do. But in the meantime, she's laying on the floor in that car.
And we didn't know that, but. As she was in the floor, the car running.
You couldn't see in the car?
No, but not in the tent when the shot went off.
I could see.
Well, I couldn't.
I could see with the doors closed.
To be honest, myself, I didn't look. You know, that's my house. I lived there.
I got that.
I told her, her, y'all go home. I
understand that.
You know, and I understand where you come, but I was fucking up. And I was obsessing over this shit, and I, honest to God, I wouldn't.
I'm giving you an afterthought,
man.
Okay. Instead of both of you getting in the truck and driving into town and taking all that time, because that's a good 2 hours round trip. So that's 2 hours, you know, estimating 2 hours.
Between.
That's a lot of miles between your house and her house.
2 hours now.
But I'm just throwing that out there.
We went there and come straight back.
Right.
But I understand. But at that moment, I had other shit on, you know. I done what I thought was right by telling her to go home.
But it's after that where the problems come in.
Yes, sir. I didn't even fucking have
it. It's after you told her to go home.
Yes, sir.
And she didn't go home. Where the problems start coming in.
Yes, sir.
And you know yourself, that little girl wholly depended on her. She had no way to defend herself. She had no way to fend for herself. She's stuck in a car. It's hot as hell in that car. She's laying in the floorboard. There's no air circulation whatsoever. Whose car is it? Hers?
It's Rita's car.
And then you drive all the way into town and you got the spare keys, right? And then you went back out there. Where were the original keys?
Rita bought them in the car or whatever.
I don't think we found another set of keys in that car.
We got in the car. We got in it. Maybe she got him.
I don't know either, because I don't know. I mean, we had a key out there.
Rita know a lot more than I do.
I understand
she
that.
She know
what I mean. But here's the thing, okay? You know, she's not exactly telling everything right this moment. Okay, we're going to talk to her in a few minutes.
All. You know the footage, bro.
I got that. Well, I got your DVR. Yeah, don't worry about that. Yes. I got your DVR.
Everything.
Everything will be on the DVR.
Yes, sir.
Who put Christina in the car? You did?
No, I did. Rita can't carry it because she's got, right now she's going through some shit with her kidneys and all. She's got two kidneys and one is bad. She's been having bad infections. So she had me, I carried her out there, put her in the car, Rita got in the car, started, y'all see it, man.
When you put her in the car, where'd you put her?
The back seat.
Where? Which side?
On the driver's side.
On the driver's side.
Yes, sir.
Did you put a seatbelt on her? Did you set her in a seat?
I just sat her in the car. Look, Rita can't be the child.
Does she have a car seat?
I don't know, man. I don't ride in that car. I don't look.
All right, if Christina's riding with you, does she have a car seat?
She ain't ever rode with me.
Oh, okay. Hey, okay.
Yeah,
I got you. I didn't know if she'd ever been in a truck, would you?
Never.
Okay.
You know, she's a sweet girl, and I hate that. But, yeah, I just sat there and said, Rita, go ahead. Rita can buckle the child up. She just...
Right. I was just wanting to know if there was...
And I walked back.
I understand why you're mad.
What you're saying.
I understand why you're mad.
I was hurt. And, yeah, I'm fucking obsessing that. And I had no rest. Yeah, I didn't even... I just wasn't fucking... I swear to God, if I could do that again, and I'm sure Rita too, we would. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Christina spent the night at your house before?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
And when she's at your house, how does she move around?
On her knees, she gets around good, she has a sippy cup, she... No, you don't know when she's a good child. She was...
How long would you estimate she was in that car?
I know at least 2 hours or so, man. But I don't...
Well, if you said you put her in the car...
Yes, sir.
And then Rita came back in the house...
Yes.
And y'all were in there discussing whatever for 2 hours...
Yeah.
Then you come out and you discover that she's locked in the car... And then what? You got in the truck, hauled ass to...
I don't know exactly how long, but I... Because I'm sort of outside of... And you know, I had no sleep, so I was delirious.
Okay.
I know it had to... Yeah. I mean, I'm just...
So she's already been in the car 2 hours, then you discover that she's locked in the car.
Rita.
How long did you mess around with the car before you took off?
Probably 15 minutes or so.
All right, well, what did you try to do?
Took it off. A wedge. And I tried to wedge in the car when I asked her if she wanted me to bust the window out or whatever. And she said, no, it'd be cheaper just to go. But me. Not fucking.
She's common sense now?
Yeah. Yes.
How cheap is that? How cheap was that trip into Beaufort or back into Waterboro again? It's going to be an expensive trip. Okay. It's right now it's pretty serious. It's about as serious as it gets.
Holy.
All I'm trying to do is I'm trying to let you know. Not that, the autopsy is going to tell a lot,
yes,
okay?
Sir.
It's going to tell me a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
So, so you saying that you asked Rita to break the window?
I said, baby, you want me to bust out of some of you can see where I put my hand up there, whatever, in the footage,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I tried. But she said no.
we go get the key or whatever, video call, and they found the key, but Vernon got it. But see, Rita, I said, Rita's, you know, I got the card back and just, I don't fucking know. I can tell you one thing, man. Mm-hmm. If I did, mm-hmm. I would have busted that fucking window out because that little girl was
okay. Who took the little girl out of the car?
Rita. When I opened the door, whatever.
Rita took her out. Later down.
Yeah, hell, they're not talking about one.
Okay. And you called 911.
Dude, I had no time when like this and all that shit. It ain't no stupid, honest to God. I'm right there. It didn't fucking rest.
When you were trying to use the wedge, what door were you working with?
Both of them. I tried to get them both.
There's four doors. Which one?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The driver's door. Front driver and front passenger.
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm not...
No, I know that. I just want to remember it's four doors.
Yes, sir, yes. I got you.
Okay. So, let me get this straight. So, Rita picked up Christina from the babysitters yesterday. Came to your house.
Yes, sir.
Y'all spent the night, or they spent the night at your house. Christina slept on the couch. Yeah. Rita slept in the bed.
Well, she didn't sleep, but we talked most of the night, whatever, you know.
Okay. This morning or sometime today, earlier today.
She knew time better.
Y'all got into a little...
Not even a
discussion.
And she come clean. So, you know, it hurt me, but and I just wanted to.
So you told her to leave?
I was going to go, and I called you. Yeah, I was going to lay down and try to get some rest.
So you carried her? Carried Christine out to the car?
We got a shed. We got her Civic up. I got Christine. Sat her in the back. Driver's seat. Hug Rita, told her I loved her, she loved me, whatever. Sold the car, put the air conditioner, everything on for her daughter.
You saw her put the air conditioner on?
I didn't.
So you're assuming
up on the porch.
You're assuming everything after you turned around to walk away? Or do you know for a fact?
She did.
What I'm asking you is, did you physically see her start the car, turn the air conditioner on?
I heard her start the car, okay. Put her down. Oh, right. Back up on the porch, all upset. She said she started the car, put the air on, and I believe she did. She loves her daughter, man.
I'm not saying she don't.
Yeah, I know.
Right now, I'm investigating the death of a little girl. As hard as that is to hear, it's hard to say.
After you put Christina in the car, did you close the door or reclose the door?
No, I left the door open because she needed to put a seatbelt or whatever. Rita closed the door. I went right on the porch. I was ready to get on.
You were ready to make just put some trust off between you and her.
I was hurt, right? I knew that,
Mm-hmm.
And she just wouldn't fucking go.
So then she came back in the house. How many times did she come back in the house?
A couple times, man. I walked out like
okay.
Three times.
But I mean, you know,
I just wish she would have fucking been home.
So then y'all go inside, you sit down, argue whatever you did. Had a discussion.
Lay down. I was fucking out, but
mm-hmm.
And hurt. I'm just stupid, crying, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Lord forgive.
So y'all were back and forth.
Stupid shit.
For about 2 hours.
I was crying.
You go outside, you realize the car's locked, child's inside. She can't unlock the door for you.
I didn't see Christina. I didn't even look. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to get
even if Christina was sitting up in there, I couldn't open the door.
Okay.
So you realize the door is locked. You can't get in.
Right.
She can't open the door for you. And so you mess around for 15 minutes trying to get a shim in the door.
Yes.
You ask Rita, hey, you want me to break the window? She says, no, it would be cheaper to run to Mitch, you better run to Waterboro and get the keys, get the spare keys. And so y'all hop in the truck and take off and leave Christina in the car all by herself. And you run to Waldenboro, you go to her house, you get the keys, you come, you said straight back.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't stop anywhere.
No, fuck, no.
Okay, just,
no, I'm
just saying, you didn't stop nowhere, you come straight back.
Yes.
You get the car open, and what you find is a 12-year-old that's deceased. At that time, Rita takes her out of the car, lays her on the ground where she was. You called 911. And from there, everybody's coming. I'm sure it seemed like an eternity.
This too is just starting up. You know, I've been up and out of it. All
right.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding. You put Christina in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
And you went back to the porch.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see Rita buckle her in?
I did. I just know she shut the door and I started going. I didn't go back. I was waiting.
When you went to get in your truck to go to Rita's house, tell me about the car. Was it running? Was it not running?
No, it's still running. It was running. It was running, I mean.
And tell me about the car when you guys got back from Rita's house.
I couldn't. The key fob was dead. Whatever. I called Robert Stokes real quick. Oh, I didn't have fucking clue. You know, Rita. You know, I honest to God, I didn't. But then the time, I guess. Hell, I'm fucking dumb. Everything's okay. That's just where Bob was. I called Robbie, told me what to do. I bought a thing off and Rita. You know, we got in the front door, we opened that back door. That fucking freaked me out. It freaked me out. I mean, boy, that, you know, it's crazy because I don't, you know, I quit running in the streets. And I stayed home and I work and I do, you know, I'm a functioning addict. And it ain't right, God forgive me, but I never always thought I played it safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and the most worst, innocent child. I never in a million years would have seen that. I swear to God, that's just crazy. I don't know what to
say. Is Christina verbal?
Yeah.
She's not verbal.
How does she communicate?
Just like her with a cup.
Just with her cup? What do you mean?
She'll bring a cup to you for drink. She gets around fast, like on her knees. She loves cartoons. She's real mm-hmm. easy.
But is she, she doesn't talk to you or she no, doesn't make noises?
She's good, yeah. She's been coherent. And she knows what's going on, but she can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
She can, she's simple.
If she needs her diaper changed, how does she?
No. Rita has
to. Rita has to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So she's not capable of screaming for help?
No, ma'am. She, I wish to God. I wish I just would have been in a better fucking frame. If I would have been clean, I'm sorry, man.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean?
How many times?
Man, I'm sorry for my fucking self.
How many times we've been telling you to get clean, bro? How long? How long have I been telling you that?
20 fucking years.
Been telling you that a long time. And every time, I'm going. This might be a good idea. This is a hell of a wake up call.
God. Damn.
Did you last use?
Yesterday.
No time.
Yeah.
It was last night, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was out of gas, like I'm wore out. I'm I've been up a couple of days. I just was ready to.
How much you use?
Cry. I call it a gram. I mean, total, yeah.
Total.
But then I don't snort smoke.
Okay. So,
which ain't, you know, it's just.
Yeah, both of them just as bad, so.
But,
Did Rita use with you yesterday?
She does a little. She put a little bit in a drink.
She used today? It's going to come up in my blood work.
Yeah. We took blood work. I told him, no, I don't know. She didn't use today.
She used yesterday?
Yeah, so.
How much? About?
Like a line or something.
A line?
Yeah.
Snorted or she put
it? She put it in a drink. She ain't up, you know.
I know.
I mean, her, that's what I say. I've been up for a couple of days. With Rita, yeah, she ain't on. She's a motherfucking addict. But, and still.
How often does she use?
Shit, well, maybe a lot here on the weekends. I'm just being honest to God. Okay. And the truth is, though, she's probably only done it four times. I'm not gonna.
No way.
Yep. And, but I swear to God, though.
Where was Christina when you guys were indulging?
She was in sleep on the couch.
In what room were y'all in?
She was shut up in my bedroom.
And she was on the couch. Was she asleep?
Yeah.
Or was she watching cartoons?
She went to sleep, but I think.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, Rita takes care of
her. I understand that.
And there, shuts the door and puts I don't tend to her. You know, I give her a sippy cup, a fix or something.
Mm-hmm. Give me a minute, okay?
We gotta go talk about her.
You remember me or not. I know everyone else has been talking to you today and this evening. I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet. Major Chapman came in a while ago and asked you for the password for your DVR. It was covered in the search warrant that we executed at your house. Okay. We've just sat and watched the DVR. So having said that, anything that you have previously told Detective Marcarella and the sled agent, do you want to change any of that?
No.
You don't want to change anything?
Totally.
Okay. I think we're a little off with our time. So I want to go over this. I want to go over this, the story again, if you don't mind. Okay? I want to back up a little bit to Sunday afternoon when Rita came over to the house. She, and correct me if I'm wrong, okay, Rita had a babysitter Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Does that sound about right? Today's Monday. So she had a babysitter Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday afternoon, Rita goes and picks Christina up and brings her out to the house. And they stay with you overnight?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What time did y'all wake up today, Monday morning?
I've been up for like 48 hours. I haven't been to sleep.
You haven't been to sleep?
Just being honest.
All right, when did you get off of work?
I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm off Monday to Thursday. And I work Friday, the weekends.
But you were on vacation.
I took vacation this weekend, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you've been off since last Monday.
Since last Sunday.
Since last Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been off. Okay. So, What did y'all do? What did you and Rita do Friday and Saturday and early Sunday while Rita had a babysitter and the baby wasn't there? What did y'all do this weekend?
So be honest.
I want you to be honest.
I got it. You know, no matter what I'm doing, I usually use.
Okay. What are you using?
I usually maybe a drop a week because I'm a function. I maybe two, 3 times, like one in the morning, one in the, you know, to be able to go. And me and Rita have been in a fight for a little stuff going on, and a lot of run around, whatever. And it, doing that shit, I guess, is messing with me a little. I push it to, you know, my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up. I didn't.
When did you find out about her messing around on you?
Opened up and told me yesterday morning, or Monday morning.
Today.
When I asked her to leave.
When you asked her to leave. Okay. So all weekend y'all were good?
Pretty much.
Okay. How much would you say you used this weekend?
Maybe a gram.
Okay. How much did she use?
I don't know. She eat it, put it in the drinks, and shit like that, you know.
She eats it?
Eat it and put it in drink. She slurps some. She don't all. She don't slurp every day.
Okay.
But
she puts it in her drink.
Yeah.
Has she ever put it in Christina's drink?
Oh God, no. I swear to God, not that I know of. My right hand, Jesus Christ. I would. Oh my God.
Okay. She needs to calm down.
Oh, Lord, no. That won't calm you down. That makes you go, that, man. I mean, and that's why this morning, when she complained about, you know, before I got really, white, you know, because I've been up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just leave. I told you, lady, please just leave.
You was pretty pissed this morning.
Yeah, it hurt me, man.
You know why I know you was pretty pissed this morning? Because your camera just told me that. You know what I saw on that camera this morning?
What?
Who put the baby in the car?
Me.
How'd you put her in the car?
I don't know. I held her like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You held her like that. You walked up to the car.
All right.
Rita was there with you.
Right.
Y'all opened the door. And how do you put the baby in the car?
Sat her in there, I think. I mean, Angel, I swear to God, I'm so upset. I've been up 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I can't account for my time.
Can you account for your actions?
Yes, ma'am, I have to.
You have to, that's right. Yes, you do. I want you to think for a minute how you put that baby in that car. I want you to think about that for a minute. When y'all were arguing and fighting, she been running around on you. She been shacking up with somebody else. You're pissed. Tell me how you put that baby in that car.
I mean, I swear to God, I don't remember everything, but I was aggravated.
Yes, you were. And it shows.
What did I do?
You threw her in that car, basically upside down. And it looks like she probably didn't go in all the way, because both of you have to bend back over like you got to grab her to get her in the car the rest of the way. And then you close the door. You know what time that was?
Oh, ma'am. Yeah.
If you had to guess, what time would you think it was?
I have no idea. I don't. I've been up for all week in my day.
I understand that.
And
you can't account for your time. But you just sat there and told me you can account for your actions.
I have to.
Yes, you do. Yeah, it is the law.
Mr. God, I don't remember. I've never. I mean, I love kids and animals.
I understand that, but when you're to that point and when you're mad, unfortunately, a lot of times your anger takes control, and it took control this morning. Why did y'all put her in the car?
I asked him to leave.
You asked him to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
I asked them to please leave.
Well, they didn't. So y'all put her in, well, you throw her in the car.
Please don't.
You close the door. And you can tell by the actions on the video that y'all are back and forth with each other. You can tell that she's probably pretty much pleading with you, begging you to forgive her. Oh, she loves you. You're the best thing that's ever happened to her. And you're telling her to leave. Just leave, just leave, just leave. Okay. Well, she doesn't. She knows that the baby's in the car.
I did. I forgot all about it. I mean, I was honest to God.
You forgot about her.
Yes.
But she knew that she was in there. She told us that.
Yeah. Me up 2 days, me upset, I'm hurt, I'm upset.
At some point in the video, it seems like y'all sort of calm down and relax. Okay. Y'all start hugging each other. Y'all are standing close to each other. Seems like you've relaxed a little bit. So the things calmed down a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all went inside and had sex.
Yes, ma'am.
How long did y'all have sex?
I wish I'd have. Maybe I don't know.
I'm not trying to be personal and nasty and all that, but I'm going to ask you a question, okay? And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But typically when you have sex, are you a 5-10 minute sex kind of man, or are you a 30-40 minute sex kind of man?
Sometimes when I'm using, I might be 30 minutes. I mean, sometimes I might be 10. But I mean, I wouldn't.
If you had to guess this morning, how long do you think y'all were inside making up?
I don't know, babe. Whatever that says. But honest to God, I was, I mean, out of it.
Okay.
I know I would never hurt nobody, no child intention. I didn't mean to hurt her. I just wanted Rita to take her leave. And I swear to God, if she would have just fucking left.
But y'all made up.
Yeah.
They went inside and had sex. A couple of hours later, y'all come back outside, okay?
A couple of hours. A
couple of hours later, y'all come outside. Y'all are still talking, walking around, hugging each other. You tell y'all are still...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Working things out. You don't seem agitated at this point. Y'all are still communicating. But at some point, she decides, well, maybe I need to go check on the baby. Maybe I need to go check on Christina and see how she's doing. At this point, she realizes the door's locked. Do you remember touching the hood of the car to feel how hot it was?
I don't.
You did.
Yeah.
Then y'all go up on the porch. Go ahead.
Did I touch the hood of that car and looked in there to see, looking at that lock, if I could get to it?
Mm-hmm.
No,
and then,
Angel, but I feel like you're trying to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Y'all realize she's in the car. You mess around with the car for a few minutes to try and get in there. You can't get in there. Y'all come back up on the porch. At that point, y'all go over and y'all sit on the swing. And y'all sit there and swing for like 30 minutes.
Frieda, she had her in there. Yes, sir. But at that point...
Do you remember the car running at that point?
I think I remember it running, yeah. I know she's, it was running.
Does that car have a keyless crank, or do you have to get inside and push your foot on the brake and push the button?
I think Rita pushes her foot on it.
So she's got to press the brake and push the button?
I got my truck, she's got her car.
And with the pickup truck, is it also a keyless?
No, sir.
Or is it a key?
No, ma'am. It's a key to ignition.
Okay. It's still, once Rita goes back to check on her and realizes she can't get in the car, it's still an hour and a half before y'all even leave to go and get the key. Why would she just not bust the window? Why would she at that point not you, her, or somebody?
You know what, Angel, I'll say it, honest to God. At that point, I was just, God forgive me, but being screwed up. Forgot about the little girl, boy, and I was just thinking we were trying to get in the car. That's how I fucked up I was. I swear on my kid, that's what I said.
I hate to say it, but that is pretty fucked up.
I mean, I was fucked up. I mean, I didn't even realize. I mean, if I did, I wouldn't have done that. I would never, Angel, my God, I would never be. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. And my God knows it. Drugs. Not being a camp, not being able, not knowing in the fucking present moment.
Do you realize? When y'all finally do get in the car, 5 hours later, that when y'all are in and out of the house and leave the door open and the dog comes outside, do you realize that the dog goes over there and spends more time with that baby than her own mama does? More than you do.
I couldn't stand.
And on a 911 call, when you're calling 911, you're telling them that that's your daughter, and the dog went over there and spent more time with that child laying on the ground dead.
I couldn't, Angel. It freaked me out.
Yeah. She sat in that car and fried.
So you left her in the car by herself, then you left her on the ground by herself.
I was scared, man. I couldn't.
At that point, it's too late to be scared.
I mean, when Rita opened that door, that's when I realized, and she followed. I said, oh, I swear to God, it just... Then...
What was the conversation before 911 was called once it was realized that she was dead? Were we trying to come up with a story? Were we trying to come up with a...
No, we didn't. At first, we didn't really realize, but when I seen her, just the way she was sitting, I told Rita, she's gone. She's gone, and Rita lost it. She's gone. No, ma'am. I'm honest.
And I know come up with no story, because I would never hurt, especially innocent.
You threw her in the car upside down.
No, I didn't mean to.
But you did.
But I don't remember throwing that child in the outside.
An innocent child that can't protect herself in any way. In any way.
I didn't.
You threw her in that car upside down. Because you were angry at Rita.
God, I hate that. Oh my God. Lord, I swear to God, I can't believe it. Y'all, I use daily working and it's crazy. And I stayed home and stayed out the streets because I didn't want to get in trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this question. What if the shoe was on the other foot? What's Carl's mama's name? Okay. What if the shoe was on the other foot? Okay. And we were talking about me. And Carl, does he have a boyfriend now? Let's just say she's got a boyfriend. Okay. And her boyfriend are at a house. And boyfriend get an argument. Boyfriend takes outside and throws him in the car while they're arguing. Same scenario happens. What would you want to see happen to boyfriend? What would you want to happen to him? How long do you think you should go to jail?
God.
How long do you think you should be locked up or work? Was Christina in the way?
Christina in the way, what you mean?
Of your relationship?
No, she was simple. I mean, easy to take care of. She agreed to put cartoons on for her, and they'd give her a cup and shut her door, and she was fine. She was fine.
So she didn't limit Rita from doing stuff with you?
No, hell no. Rita usually had a babysitter for her.
Let's talk about that. When she didn't have a babysitter and would need to run out or run over to see you, bring you something or pick something up, how often was it that she would leave her at the house for her to run out and go do something?
She never come to my house.
Okay.
Never home.
If she needed to run in the store and pick something up, how often would that happen that she would just leave her at the house?
By herself?
Mm-hmm.
I've never known her to do that. Yeah. Me and Rita just got back together a couple of months ago. Rita's a good mom. I swear to God, she is.
Why didn't she ever feed her? That child can eat. You just got to put a little effort into it. But she drank Anisure and Kool-Aid. And she can eat food. You just had to put a little bit of effort into it. Why didn't she feed her? Because it was just easier to just feed her and sure?
Maybe I.
When's the last time you've been to Rita's house?
I went there to get the key, and I went and picked the trash up and shit day before yesterday, so.
When's the last time you looked in her refrigerator?
I've been in her house once in a year, and that was just 2 days ago. I didn't go in her fridge.
You know how much food's in there?
I hate fucking going there.
Why don't you like going there?
Because just when I stayed there about a year ago, I run the fucking rail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just bad. You know, I hate fucking going there.
Would you be surprised or shocked if I told you there wasn't any food in that house? None?
She usually
besides Kool-Aid and Ensure?
Yeah, but she don't cook. She usually buys out every night, every day.
but food for her, not for Christina. She just gives her a sippy cup to suck on.
Sprite and milk, butter, 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 then sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked her why she don't feed her.
Mm-hmm.
Said that she would get too heavy for her, whatever. You know, I know the young need it.
Mm-hmm. She's out of her hair now. She don't have to worry about her anymore.
No, Rita, love you. Rita did.
I understand that. A lot of people love a lot of people, but sometimes when they get to that point, they need that break, and they're going to do what they need to do.
I swear to God, she would never do that. I think she was just too caught up in the life, what was going on there. I know I did. It blew my fucking mind.
She has a master's degree. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
She's a very intelligent woman.
Oh, trust me, I know. Trust her.
She's as smart as she is and loves her child. Why would she not do what's right for that child? And if it was too much for her, or she was to the point where she needed that break, would she not do something with Christina where she could have that break?
Same point.
Yeah?
You would think.
Yeah, you would think. Instead of just having the babysitter keep her on a Friday until a Saturday for her just to have a couple of day break. Why not have someone take responsibility or guardianship of her to give her the break that she needs if it's that hard being her sole provider?
It ain't hard, though.
She has a master's degree. She's smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah, Rita's smart. She's fucking smart.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Like smart enough to get in a car that's locked?
I couldn't get in it, but she's fucking. God forgive me, but that bitch is. She's a fucking con of a digital. I know y'all seen that. Fashion. Fuck.
So, was this her way out today? Just put the blame on everybody else. She done got caught with another man. She's trying to make up with you. She doesn't need to be bothered with Christina at the moment. So here's the perfect opportunity to get rid of her, put the blame on somebody else, and now she's free reign.
I swear to God, I don't want to think that she would, and I pray to God that she would.
And now you likely to get locked up. She ain't got a youngin' to worry about anymore, and she's free to do whatever she wants to do.
What am I going to get locked up for?
I said you could.
Oh, shit. Man,
how did that play out for you?
Not good at all. But I just wanted her to fucking, even when before she come back, I wanted her to leave. And she keep my fucking shit, tearing my shit up. And didn't give me a choice. I got all the food. I had to let her come back, y'all. But she was going to burn my fucking house now.
So you were scared of her?
What? I ain't trying to make Rita feel, but that bitch is crazy. She thinks. Her whole fucking family is. And I'm just being honest. That's one woman.
So you're a grown man.
Oh my God. She don't even go see her. I'm just saying that's why I got kind of let Rita back. Because she's costing me money.
All right. Hear me out for a minute, Larry.
Ma'am.
You're a grown man. Okay. I've seen you handle your business over the years.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're more than capable of handling your business. This is a woman half your size. You let her back in because you were scared of what she was capable of doing to you if you didn't let her back in?
That's decide that you don't see it coming.
You don't see it coming?
You don't see
it. So explain to me how this is not a perfect picture today. It's her perfect out. It is her perfect out.
Oh my God.
Do you see the big picture now, Larry?
Jesus.
And you're a grown man, and here this is a 12-year-old child that can't do anything for herself.
Right.
Is totally dependent upon everyone. Has no choice but to be dependent upon her. And a grown man is going to let her come back because you're scared of what she's capable of doing to you because you don't see it coming?
It's just the truth.
Yeah, I know. We got a 12-year-old.
I wanted them to fucking leave.
You wanted them to leave, but they didn't.
To leave, but when I put Christine in the car, I went back inside. I've been stewing on this shit for a few weeks of this blacks, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It fucking made me bad. And you know, and that's all, honest to God, that's all it just took over my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I got obsessive and compulsive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Once I put little Christine in that car, I didn't even think nothing, you know, honest to God. Not intentionally and not to her, but all I can think about is fucking, you know. And here we are, swear to God. She manipulated. I mean,
she conned it again because you went inside and had sex for an hour.
I've never had nobody, you know, maybe I've never been so weak. I fucking sorry. I don't know how, but she does it.
When y'all looked in the car before you ever left to come to town to get the key, when y'all looked in the car, what'd you see?
I couldn't even see the child in there. The window is dark, plus me fucked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucked up out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Did I look in there?
Y'all looked in there.
I remember looking to see in the front windshield it locked.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you this. My right hand is Jesus Christ and God is my witness. And I think you believe me. I don't. If I would have knew that child in there. And I'd already forgot all about in time. Because of some stupid fucking bitch today. Don't I would have busted that fucking window. I swear to God, I wish.
When y'all didn't get the door open, where was Christina? How was she positioned?
Went back, Rita started freaking out, and I went and looked at the door. Think she was maybe face down.
Was she in the seat? Was she in the floorboard? Was she partially in the seat, partially in the floorboard?
She was in the floorboard, I'm pretty sure. It freaked me out so bad, Angel, honest to God, because I kind of forgot all about that. Her, Lord, forgive me, because it says over something that just, I don't even fucking mean shit now. But when I seen her right hand to God, it fucking freaked me out. Right hand, it really freaked me out. Bad. Because this is the honest God's truth. Yeah, I gotta get aggravated or whatever. But I do. I love dogs and I love kids because they don't hurt you. You know? But that. Fuck it. I hate that she can't go through that. Oh my God.
For 6 hours, she went through it. 6 hours.
Did you not hear crying? Did you not hear hollering?
No, I didn't hear.
The sunroof was cracked.
You know, I seemed like did Rita go out there once and check on her? Well, I thought I told her. Maybe I think I seemed like I might have remembered it once or so. I remember Rita said maybe she's fine. She's in air condition. And me fucked up. Just I'm a fucking idiot. Because I was fucked up. Just delirious. I've been out 48 hours. Trying to numb shit. Feel, you know, not wanting to feel and deal just about always. Why something like this happened? Because of me not being able to deal and go with life and the way I fucking feel. Behind Rita's shit. Instead of being a fucking man. And dealing with it and looking at shit in the eye. Trying to push through it. I just want to get numb. And then don't even hang aware of what the fuck's going on. Because I just don't want to feel shit. I swear to God. God knows I wish to God. That's one thing that I'll never forget. Seeing that poor child. Y'all, I was all upset and all and Rita, you know, been busy. Passed finally, I'm out of it, just all like a thousand, you know, but it's just been lying. That's why I moved out of the house for her. And I love Rita. But I know that bitch. Well, she wasn't obsessing, but you know what I'm saying? Seemed like that her daughter, am I right? God.
Have y'all ever been arguing before and you put her in the car? So is this something that she was used to?
No, I put her, made Rita get her and then leave many times. Fucking Rita sometime on leash, she usually a tapers and then bitch come back. I call her, you know?
You know, so I mean, it was common to go put her out in the car and stand there and talk and argue for a few more minutes?
Yeah, she's done it plenty of fucking times.
What's plenty? Once or twice?
Well, a few, you know.
Every time she's out there, y'all get in an argument?
We fucking argue a lot. We argue a lot. Because I'm just...
So So putting Christine in the car like y'all did today wasn't nothing new. It's been done before.
I mean, it's maybe once a couple times, you know. Just didn't fucking realize the time that I've been, you know, what I'm up.
5 hours.
Jeez.
Almost six.
God.
6 hours.
And when, yeah, when I'm up, my days run together. I don't, yeah, I'm just, yeah, it's, that's sad. I don't fucking, I mean, you could look at me.
All right. You have any questions for us?
Just wish to God I would challenge that.
Well, unfortunately, Larry, we can't.
I'm not being charged.
I don't know yet. I mean, we've got a 12-year-old child that laid there and suffered.
For 6 hours.
For 6 hours. To the point where she was in the car so long.
Please stop. Please stop.
All right, give us a minute.
Doesn't sound like they can handle this, sir. You can't find it back. It's going to be a rest of the homicide. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. No, please. Man.
Look, you're under arrest for homicide of that 12-year-old child.
Stand up. Oh, my God.
Your actions and the actions of Arena led to the death of that child. Have to see you well unless you want to take him up.
Good, bro. What do you
want? Let me see. Make sure they don't want him, but.
You want to sit down? Oh, God, man.
So if you need a restroom, you need something to drink, whatever. I don't have any of those. I'm talking about things that make you, you know, that you need to live.
Why did you take her? Why her? No, why her? Please. Oh, God, Christina, Mama's so sorry. Mama's so sorry. I'm so damn sorry. Oh, my God. No. Oh. God, just sleep. I need sleep. Please let me sleep. Oh my God, Christina, no, why did I do that? Why? Oh my God, why? With my baby on the bed right now. Oh my God.
Is your water?
Yes, sir.
started? You got water? You need anything else? Okay. Good deal. Give me your full name, man.
Rita Marie Pagliani.
Spell your last name for me.
P-A-N-G-A-L-A-N-G.
Wait a minute. P-A-N-G-A-L.
A-N-G. A-N.
What's your birthday?
June 12th, 70.
70? Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 3.
How much you weigh?
About 130.
Social?
Mm-hmm.
What's your phone number?
8450. Yes, sir.
What's your address?
18. I'm sorry. God.
What's your level of education?
Master's degree.
So you can read and write?
Yeah.
Are you under the influence of any alcohol or narcotics today?
No, none.
No?
None.
No.
I'm being arrested?
I haven't said anything about you being arrested, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm harder.
Dial it back just a minute,
I'm
okay?
I'm sorry.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you your rights, okay? If you understand your rights, I'm going to have you initial here and sign there, okay? Just listen to me, okay? You have the right to remain silent. New promises have been made. Do you wish to talk to me right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Print your name there and sign it right there. From the babysitters. When did you pick her up from the babysitters?
Last night.
Okay.
Oh, no. The babysitter had her. What's today, Monday?
Today's Monday, yes.
No, I'm sorry. Today's
okay.
Monday. I had a babysitter spend the night at my house Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Saturday night. I got her Sunday. We went to Larry's last night, spent the night, packed us a little overnight bag and stuff like that. And, we were coming home today, and I was going to, I cranked up the car,
mm-hmm.
I called the air conditioner, I opened the back door, but there was a brother man, he closed the door, I went in the house to get my cigarette packed, and when I come out, all four of the doors were locked,
mm-hmm.
I was accidentally, that's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
For the door locked. You know, didn't think it was a big deal first. Larry got little wedgie things and the clothes there, and he trying to get open.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't open. I spare set a key to my house, and the air conditioner was on. The air conditioner was on. I didn't think it was. And she was asleep, And Larry went to go get the keys and he brought them back. And when he went to unlock the door to tag him, Bob was dead, but he broke the thing. He called Stokes. He called Stokes, lock and key. They told him how to open it with the Bob thing. And she was gone. I thought the air conditioner was on, and I kept looking in the window at her, and she was sleeping. She didn't. If I would have busted the damn window out. I would have busted that window out. If I knew she was in her struggling heart, I don't know why, but the air conditioner was on. And she had vomit. She had a seizure. And I was burn on her leg. Oh, God. The air conditioner was on.
Okay, you got to speak up. I'll put a little water here.
The air conditioner was on.
Okay.
The front part of the car was cool, but the back part wasn't.
The back part wasn't.
She looked like she was sleeping.
Okay. So let's back it up. Back it up here. So you're saying that, if I understood you correctly now, you're saying that you left, you were getting ready to leave Larry. So you spent the night.
Yeah, and okay. You know, we're going home.
You spent the night. Okay. Where did Christina sleep?
She slept on the couch. We bet put a little on make a little bed for her.
Okay.
On the couch.
So she slept on the couch.
Yes, sir.
So y'all slept in the bed.
In the bedroom, yes, sir.
Okay. What time did you go to bed?
I don't know. About 11, 12 o'clock.
11, 12 o'clock.
She goes to bed about 9.
So she was asleep when y'all went to bed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How'd you sleep last night? How'd you sleep?
Fine.
Did you sleep fine? You went to bed at 11. Did you go to sleep?
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about Larry?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you got up this morning. She was fine. Got her up.
Got her dressed.
What time were y'all?
Changed her diaper. You know, gave her a cup of Pediasure.
Uh-huh.
You know, same one routine.
Same morning routine. Okay. Then what?
Then we packed everything up in the car.
Okay. So you packed everything up.
I mean, I plugged my cell phone up in the charger, you mm-hmm. know, cranked up the car, put my cell phone in the charger and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then had the back door open and closed the back door.
Okay. So you got your car started. Larry carried her out. Put her in the car. Which side did he put her in?
It was the driver's side back.
Driver's side back.
Okay.
Did he buckle her in?
Yes, sir.
He did buckle her in.
Yes, sir. But she was asleep. So I set her up, buckled in, and laid her down.
So he buckled her up, but then laid her down. On the seat, to the passenger side. Okay. And then you said you made sure the air conditioner was running, and you got up, and then you went back in the house, right, to get your cigarette pack. How long were you in the house?
No more than 2 or 3 minutes. I don't.
Okay, Rita.
I can't breathe.
Listen to me. If this conversation is going to go, then you're going to have to tell me the truth.
I'm telling you.
I've already talked to Larry. I already know details. Listen to me. I already know details, and if you're going to start lying to me, this ain't going to work. How long were you in that house?
5-10 minutes. I don't know, sir. I don't know. I poured some Kool-Aid, did some Kool-Aid.
Okay, stop.
I don't know.
Okay. When was the last time you used narcotics?
Narcotics?
Yes.
I took that Adderall yesterday morning.
No. When was the last time you used methamphetamine?
No, I don't use methamphetamine. I've never
okay,
used
no, methamphetamine. Okay, note that we just drew labs, and when those labs are tested, methamphetamine is going to come back in your system.
They shouldn't.
Well, I know it shouldn't.
No, sir. I smoke cigarettes. I'm on a strong antibiotic right now.
Antibiotic's not gonna.
I'll tell you what I'm taking.
Okay, that's fine. So you're on an antibiotic. You don't use methamphetamine.
No, sir.
Not at all.
No, sir.
It's not gonna come back in your system, right?
It should not come back in my system.
So you didn't use last night. That's what I thought. No answer is a yes answer. I ain't talking about Adderall. I'm talking about methamphetamine. And you put it in your coffee last night.
I didn't know that was what it was. I'm not sure what it was. I wasn't sure what it was.
You're not sure what it was. You have a master's degree. You're an intelligent person. You're more intelligent than you're playing right now, okay? You're not stupid. You know what methamphetamine is.
I do know what it is, but I tried it.
Tell me about one Adderall. All you do is try to take the spin off of you.
No, I'm not. I was wrong.
Well, tell me what happened. How long is this baby dead? What happened?
Well, I went to leave. The door's locked.
You tell me what happened. This may have a lot to do with me. You telling me the wrong information.
The door's locked. Okay. And so we were trying to get in the car.
Can I tell you the odor of this little girl? Can I tell you?
But must have been for me in the car because I washed my jaw every fucking
hour. I'm telling you. It's not telling you what you want to hear, but listen, I got a job to tell you and to let you know and to speak for this baby because she's not able to and never will again. Okay? Accidents happen. This is an accident that's not supposed to happen. This was no accident. If you want to sit there and dope and play games and you and Larry fight and you run around and this and that, turn your baby over to somebody that can take care of it. Don't let us have to come to the base dead in a car.
I've got medical problems.
You got big damn medical problems. You got something.
And I haven't been able to pick her up and lift her like I used to. So Larry's been helping out. I usually pick her up and put her in the car. I usually do it. I didn't today.
Okay, listen. So if you turn the car on. Did anybody turn the car off, Rita? The AC wasn't on. This baby did not die with the AC on.
I cut the AC on. I swear.
What are you trying to tell me then? What's that mean? You turned the AC off. Could anybody turn the AC off? I'm trying to understand. Okay. Hang up. Be right back with you one moment.
Andy.
Turn around, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest for the charge of homicide.
Oh my God, no!
Your actions and the actions of Mr. King led to the death of your daughter. And it pains me to call her your daughter.
Oh my God, my poor baby. It was an accident, I swear to God. It's an accident.
Well, the accident.
6 hours of laying in the
car.
It
was not in there 6 hours.
Yeah, it was.
I just looked at the DVR and watched it.
It was a child. It was a 12-year-old innocent child.
It was 6 hours.
Oh my God.
6 hours.
Oh my God, no.
We put her in the car at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., and did not get her out of that car.
Oh my God, no. My poor baby. Oh my God.
Somebody got to get her out. I can't do it.
Did you lock them down?
I did not double lock them.
Turn around for me.
Oh my God. That was just a bad dream. Oh my God.
No, it's not a bad dream.
I know.
Wake up. Dream's over. It's a nightmare.
Oh my God.
And that concludes the interrogation of Rita and Larry, two individuals whose apathy and negligence led to the tragic and preventable death of Christina. Despite their repeated attempts to shift blame and justify their actions, the facts remain clear. Christina endured 6 hours of unbearable heat in a locked car while her guardians prioritized their own chaos over her well-being. And on September 21st of 2023, justice was served. Rita was sentenced to 37 years in prison and Larry to 32 years, ensuring they can never harm another innocent child again. This case serves as a chilling reminder of the importance of vigilance and responsibility, especially when it comes to the most vulnerable among us. Thank you for joining me for this interrogation. Stay safe out there. Stay out of trouble. And until next time, this is Alexis Knight.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.